For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. So if I could ask and ask a favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we are all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have. And you're trying to stick around and help your friend and make sure they're okay, but they can't be helped. Some people can't be helped. And there's going to be a point where you're going to have to make that very hard decision that if you want to grow as a person, you have to let go of toxic people. That could be your mother, your father, your grandfather, your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your best friend, your neighbour. At some point, you're going to have to let these people go, because you can't be dragging all the wounded onto the boat through a storm to get to the island, because you're not going to make it otherwise. And if you feel like these people aren't going to be in your life in the future because they can't change, you have to make a decision sooner rather than later to let these people go. Now, I'm a businessman. I don't believe in burning bridges, because you don't know when you might need somebody. So there's a way you go about letting these people go. You don't say, yeah, you're all toxic, you've got problems, you don't deal with your shit, fed up your moaning, I can't be asked anymore. No. You basically say, and this is what I said, the energy isn't aligned. And you blame it on the energy when it's not actually the blame. It's because of the energy, right? And often they won't understand what you mean when you say, what do you mean the energy? The energy, our energies aren't the same. And they might not understand it, but the more they think about it, they'll get it. And it's essentially the energy term will set you both free. You won't basically say, I can't be friends with you because you're not this or you are this. And you're not saying, well, I'm this or I'm better than you now and I don't need you anymore. Basically saying that we had our time and our place for each other, whether it was at school, football, college, whatever. But now is the time for us both to thrive, and we can't both thrive if we're in this situation. And it might mean that you thrive first and let them go, and they thrive later and you come back around, or you let yourself go to thrive and you never see them again. But in order to thrive, you need to let go of the toxic people around you that are stopping you from moving forward, because sooner rather than later, they will sink. These people who don't fix problems, problems occur, more problems occur, there's more shit to talk about, okay? And you will end up sinking. So you have to literally say goodbye now on the as good as terms as possible, because you never know when you might need somebody again, and set yourself free.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And on that note, good friends, they'll understand. You know what I mean? It's the egomaniacs that won't understand. So like anyone, if you come up to one of your friends or your family and you're like, I really need to work on myself right now, and you know, in order to do that, I need to restrict who I'm seeing in order to focus, because you know, focus is a difficult thing to maintain. And as much as I love spending time with you, you know, maybe we're too comfortable where we're at, and so you know, I'm gonna try out this different path, and that's it. That's that. Like, a lot of friends will understand, they'll be upset, but they'll understand, and they'll probably already know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? They'll probably already know what you're talking about. The The people that I've had an issue cutting off with is like people who I've really resonated with, like really deep wounds. Like one of my friends that I had to cut off was an Aquarius, right? He's a little younger, but he's just a total egomaniac, like super hardcore egomaniac. And then when I told, and he understands the whole energy thing and everything. Like, but after his dad told me I wasn't allowed to be there, and he just lies and 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 lies to my face. And yeah, and then so or whatever, lie, lie, lie. And then he told me basically, whatever, the story is not that relevant. But when I cut him off, he just blocked me instantly. Like that's how offended he was. He just blocked me instantly. And you know what I think is the saving grace for a lot of people still attached to the ego is the future. Like, oh, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I'm gonna be this way tomorrow. Or like tomorrow I'm gonna have this and you're gonna want all these things, right? That's the trap. Like if they're not working on it right now, that's your proof that they're not working on it, because tomorrow is the same as yesterday's tomorrow. Like where's the progress? And so right, these days I'm making sure that I'm focused on people who are actively working on themselves, and there needs to be progress. And on that note, I'm also my door's always open, but there's like several screens that people need to pass, and time is one of them. Like I'm no longer just like, hey, get in the car as soon as like I pull up, because I find that there are ways that attachment will start to form that you might be blindsided by if you don't have filters up ahead of time. You know what I mean? Like I'm a hopeless romantic, right? And that stems from me just loving the heck out of everything and everyone. And so especially with like women, I have to make sure that there are certain boundaries. And effectively, the boundaries are I'm too busy right now to start off anything, because I know that I'll get comfortable. Like I can't be falling into the same cycles. You know what I mean? Like it's February, obviously, subconsciously, Valentine's Day is on my mind. Valentine's Day is on everybody's mind. So anybody who's trying to connect right now, that might be, you know, a preceding factor in why they're getting together. Is that really a good reason to be with someone? No, it's a terrible reason to be with someone. Am I in an established place, like with my career, that I'm attracting the right this the kind of people that I want in my life? Not really. You know what I mean? If I just put in a year's worth of work, the people that are gonna be I'm gonna be surrounded by are gonna be, you know, of that caliber. And it's important to think like that, because otherwise you'll get attached to the people that you meet today, and then you won't change until the next time the winter processing comes around and we're in hibernation, and then you got to process, oh, that summer was a disaster. Why was it a disaster? Oh, I spent all this time with XYZ, and you know what? They reflected who I was in February, but they don't reflect who I could have been in September, you know?
That's so powerful, because when you say you got rid of a toxic friend, remember you've already, in order to come to conclusion, it wasn't a random thought out answer. It was probably a very deeply time thought out, careful decision with the consequences of this person's not going to be my life, etc. And you came to the conclusion that it was the right decision. Now, as you say, if they're true friends, they'd understand. But the fact that he just blocked you, it's a confirmation it was the right decision. Because if they were true friends in the first place, they'd understand. They'd have no regrets, no remorse, they'd hold no grudges, and you'd just say goodbye, thank you for the times you've had, and be on your way. The fact he blocked you just showed that you're never on the same page anyway. So it's a confirmation that this was the right decision. It's almost like when a girl is looking at you because she wants your attention, and then you finally go up to her and say, let's go for a walk, or let's go for dinner. But she doesn't want to go for a walk or go for dinner. She just wants the attention. And the minute you say, right, well, if you don't want to go for a walk, I'm not interested in you, and then she blocks you, it just shows you that her agenda and her intentions were never in alignment with yours. It was always about the attention and not the, I'm attracting you to get into my life, to get to know me, let's go for a walk. And again, it's confirmation that this was never supposed to be, and this is confirmation. So it's only a positive. And people listening right now could think about 10 people in their life that they don't want because they don't give them value. Have this conversation with them. Reach out and say, look, next time they want to do something with you, say, look, our energies aren't aligning at this moment. Maybe they will in the future, but right now, don't say I'm not feeling your energy, because that could be seen as sarcastic or ego, or you know, superiority, and it's not about that. It's simply just you're a fucking duck and I'm a sheep, and we're two different animals. See how quickly they go, fine, whatever, I don't care. You're a bitch anyway, or fine, your loss. You'll soon see the true sides to people when you put them on the pedestal and be like, look, we're not the same people anymore. And all of a sudden, they probably will come up with, yeah, well, you know, you're going to be stuck with nobody because you're a bitch anyway. You'd be like, oh, well, when were you going to say all this? Oh, how long have you been thinking this for? And it's fine.
Yeah.
Confirmation. Yeah. Fine by me. Like, off you go. Like, there's no helps me, you know, if you think that, fantastic. It was the right decision. Okay, who's next?
Yeah.
Do that. And you're so free. It's almost like decluttering your bedroom, getting rid of old clothes and old boxes and old shit. And you're only going to feel freer. And then you're left with like just the purity around you. And then your time is better. Your energy is spent better. Less drain from speaking to people. There's less text messages to answer. Less calls to answer. Less things to do. Less pressure to go out because people are like, hey, you coming out tonight? Oh, okay, I'll come out. You didn't want to come out. You know, your whole life just shifts into place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple things. So one, about a year ago, so I was still smoking weed pretty actively, and I was making music with this girl who's into holistic medicine, and she's probably like a year or two ahead of me as far as the journey goes. And she went through the same thing. Like, so we were going to connect. It was like our second or third time connecting. And we were going to connect, and she asked me if I still smoked weed. And I told her, like, yeah, I still pretty actively smoke weed. And then she told me, well, honestly, Fru, like, I can't share my energy or something with someone who's still actively smoking weed. I hope you understand. And I totally understand. Like, a bit of me was insulted because I felt like there's a bit like, oh, there's that I'm not good enough thing. But rather than just get like destroyed by it, I understood that, like, okay, yeah, so she believes this, right? She believes that, you know, weed is a hindrance on her spiritual journey. And therefore, anybody who's doing that around her is effectively like leeching toxic potential energy into her life, and she doesn't want that. And I understood, and we closed it off very gently, and like, she's still top of mind with me today, and I respect her, frankly. And you know, in the future, if our conditions are more aligned, then I'll be making music with her. So it's not always a disaster, you know. We were only given like examples of it going badly, which there are so many examples of it going badly. And if they start messaging you, so get this, my ex-fiance, I went back like twice, okay? And every time, like, she would start to manage how she behaved, like, sort of to reflect what I wanted when she could, you know what I mean? But when there were, like, critical things that she couldn't, like, disguise effectively, and then every time, like, I was resetting boundaries, all the disaster tornado would just, like, erupt out of her, like, you're this and you're that and all the worst possible curses that she could like bestow on me. And that happened every time. So just don't go back. As much as you think time is this great healer or whatever, it's not. Okay, that's not the way time works at all. Okay, you're growing up in your own timeline. Other people exist in their timelines. All right, and if you go back to a person, you're going back to that timeline, like to that experience, because you wanted that experience. So you really need to check with yourself, like, okay, if I'm going back, I'm going back to the exact same experience. Is that what I want? Or am I going to wait literally a week until the universe puts something else in place for me? Because that's usually what it is. We'll go back right before the, you know, the next thing is supposed to show up.
Absolutely. It's like, I call it snakes and ladders. You know, you've gone from like 0 to 10, you've gone up the ladder to 10 to 20, gone up the ladder. You know, 30 to 40, every time you get to the end of a relationship or whatever, it's like you've come to the end of the board. So you've come to 10 on the board, and now it's time to go up. So you leave that person, you go up, and someone else meets you on that level. So being with that person taught you, evolved as a human being, you learn things about yourself and what you want in a partner. So now you take the positives and you go to the next level, and that next person should have less of the negatives that the old person had and more of the positives. If you go back to the person, if they're still on number 10 and they haven't gone up any levels, as you say, you're going back to the same pattern, the same mill, the same routine, exactly the same, as if it hasn't even changed, as if you've gone on holiday and you've just come back, right? Unless they've done the work, unless they've done the work, it literally could be you've gone on holiday for 3 months and you've come back. It's exactly the same. That's why you should never go back. There's a reason why it ended. And it's very, very, very simple. As tempting as it is, you keep moving forward, somebody will meet you on the next level between 10 and 20 up the ladder. It's just how it works. It's the DNA helix where it just keeps going round and keeps going up. You like
Oh.
as you're older, there's supposed to be less problems because the problems around you are a direct result of your environment and your people around you. So if you remove those problems, then you're going to be left with less problems, and you'll recognize these problems when they come in the future, and you will avoid them. So your life should become more peaceful with less problems and only more of the things that you want, because you've become aware every time you've gone up the ladder to the next level that this is what I wanted and this is what I don't want. And then you gain control over your life. You will not allow anything in that was on, level floor one, level floor two up the ladder, and you only take the highs from each floor. And then that's what you call heaven in reality.
Yeah, also on that note, like certain experiences, certain people, and certain conversations, they literally lower your vibration. So having those people in your life, might seem like a superficial problem to have, or they might just seem like a distraction, or they might just seem like, nah, they're literal poison for your energy field. And you cannot start thinking properly if you are thinking poorly. Okay? And I mean this with the absolute most serious face and intention possible. Even when it comes to your work, guys. Okay? Work and relationship, same. It's the same shit. Okay? So if you're in a bad job, all right? How many times have you gone to it, you're really excited, boom, 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 your brain starts shit, your brain shifts gears. And now suddenly you know all the ins and outs of your restaurant. You know how to do all your whatever you're cooking, and you start to know all the people's names and everything. You see how your brain shifted focus, and now that's entire like it's not entirely your focus, but that's the way you think now. You think like a restaurant employee, right? As soon as you're given a management role, now all of a sudden your management hat goes on, and you start thinking like, oh, I'm a manager, and okay, now I need to worry about quarterlies and this and that. Where you are and what you're doing affects the way you think. So, prime example, when I came back from Spain in August, I was like, oh man, I'm ready to go. Like, I gotta make some money. I have all these awesome visions in my head to get my music up, blah, blah, blah. And my dad runs a landscaping business, and I've run it with him forever. And so I was like, sick, I'm gonna get a truck. I'm gonna be making six figures by the end of the year, right? All of a sudden, my brain went hyper focused on that, and I'm like, oh, what are the costs of this? What is the cost of that? How much do I do this for, right? Whatever. The universe is like, no. We got bigger plans for you. I fell off the truck. Okay, I'm like an agile little crocodile here, okay? But I fell off the truck and I was benched effectively. Within a month of not working and being single, I'm telling you, all these miraculous ideas came to mind literally from doing nothing. Like just because when I was sitting present with myself and just listening to the music that I like listening to and reading a 1-2 snippet, inspirational quote from here and there. My brain took off all the hats, and suddenly I was thinking like myself, And once I gave myself 2 or 3 months to think like myself, I was able to become in alignment with myself. And then I had to kick all these people out because suddenly they were in alignment with that shitty job that I didn't like. They were in alignment with the mediocre lifestyle that I had. And once I just sat down by myself, it turns out that I was better off by myself than I was with any job or with any of these other people around, right? And so it's essential. It's essential that, especially right now, I know a lot of people are already doing this. And the time is like, everything is in alignment. The time is right now for you to check your circle and to check your lifestyle too. Your job's also critically important. Do not go in. You can never have enough of what you don't need. Okay? There isn't a certain fixed amount of money that will make you happy. It's not the money that's going to make you happy. It's your lifestyle. And it's how you choose to spend your time. And it's with what dedication you choose to. Spend your day and what kind of satisfaction it brings you. And that those are the things that are important, and who you're doing it for and who you're doing it with, you know?
Yeah, so based on that, what was I going to say? I was getting deep into it. Oh yeah, just by spending time by yourself for a longer period of time, and I don't mean like just a day. Most people, they speak to people every day, right? Messages, calls, whatever. It's rare these days that you don't have anybody talk to you for 2, 3 days even, right? But in order to find these answers, as you say, that came to you just from being by yourself, you need to be by yourself long enough without interference of anyone else that your energy settles and becomes static enough for you to receive what you need, what you need to receive. So being by yourself long enough allows the energy to flow to you long enough that you find you are. And when you've got distractions of work, oh hang on a sec, press read, yeah, hang on. And when you've got all these distractions of work and friends and parents and the partner and kids saying do this, do that, you don't even have fucking, you don't even have 10 minutes by yourself. So how's the energy supposed to even settle? It's like a snow with winds of like 100 miles an hour. There's going to be no snow landing on the floor because the snow's just being blown over there. It's the same with energy, you know. It's like you go into a room with Wi-Fi. If you keep moving around, it doesn't have chance for the signal to connect your phone. So only when you sit still that the signal bar goes up, right? Because you kind of built you built a connection, and you're now able to receive. People need to spend just time by themselves. Like I spend at least half an hour every day in the spa, jacuzzi, steam room, sauna, by myself in my own bubble. No one speaks to me. My eyes are closed, and I'm still and I'm silent. I'm not speaking to anybody. I'm not thinking. I'm just there. And as you say, stuff just comes to you. Realizations, acknowledgements, affirmations. I need to do that. It was the right decision. And it's peaceful. It's almost like your own PA, right? When you're in that moment by yourself, it's like you've got your own PA where you just say, do this, it's done. I need to do this, it's done. But it's just you like ticking off things that you need to do. I need to tell my friend that we can't be friends anymore. And it's so peaceful, you know exactly what to do, it's done. And you only have this time to reflect like this when you're with yourself long enough. Half an hour in the spa. No one these days has half an hour with themselves. Forget meditating, just sitting by yourself with no phone, with your own voice, chatting away. No one has that. No one has that. And it's crucial.
It's essential. Stillness, silence, and spaciousness. The three things you'd need in order to receive. How long are we on, Polly?
We can go, we can stop whenever. We can stop whenever.
Okay, I've got another appointment to be at soon.
All right, let's end it now. Anything you want to promote or plug before we go? Website, social media.
Farouk the Farmer, Farouk underscore the Farmer on Instagram. And then if Instagram's not blocking it, the THE dot my MAI Foundation. That's where you can go if you want to be part of an amazing alliance of creatives. And we're changing the world and we're changing the culture and we're making it happen. And you wouldn't believe the momentum we've got. So check it out.
All right. Coming on, I'll let you know when this is up, and yeah, I'll speak to you back on Instagram.
All right. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
All right. Speak to you soon.